Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for our Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. She died in the early 1800s. She was born an Episcopalian, married, had five children, became the foundress of the first community of religious women in the U.S., promoted particularly to the poor and those in Catholic education. So we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you. As we gather now for the celebration of this Eucharist, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our own sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience, looking back in the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads. For any needed forgiveness, we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who crowned with the gift of true faith St. Elizabeth Ann Seton's burning zeal to find you, grant by her intercession and example that we may always seek you with diligent love and find you in daily service with sincere faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Children, let no one deceive you. The person who acts in righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. Whoever sins belongs to the devil, because the devil has sinned from the beginning. Indeed, the Son of God was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. No one who is begotten by God commits sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he is begotten by God. In this way, the children of God and the children of the devil are made plain. No one who fails to act in righteousness belongs to God, nor anyone who does not love their brother. The word of the Lord. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains shout with them for joy before the Lord. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. The Lord comes, he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with equity. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, He has spoken to us through the Son.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
My friends, the Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he had said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was the one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Someone needed to point out to Simon Peter and his brother Andrew who Jesus was. In the very beginning, we heard that John is saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And they had to be intrigued by what that meant. But it was such an invitation that they decided to leave everything and to follow Jesus. I think there's always someone in our life that points us to Jesus if we've decided to follow him, which all of us have. Someone at times needs to point out, this is the direction that you need to go. This is someone that you need to follow. This is the person that can lead you. This is the person that can help you. For the two of them, it was John. Just pointing them out. Who is it for us? I think our parents point us in the right direction ever from the time of our baptism. And as years go on, we find other people directing us. Maybe it's a parish priest. Maybe it's a religious sister. Maybe it's a grandmother. Maybe it's a relative of some kind that might keep saying to us and point us in the right direction of always wanting to follow Jesus. It's easy to get distracted by other ways of not following him. That road to him isn't always that straight. Roads can lead us in other directions, but if we center ourselves on Jesus, we got to believe that there's somebody there helping us to stay on track. In just a moment of quiet prayer, say a prayer for that person. You know who it is, the one who has led you to where you are today so that you will want to continue to follow Jesus. Follow him in the direction that ultimately leads to the Father. We just pause for a moment, thanking God for that gift to that person in our life, and pray that as our faith has grown because of them, we in turn might nurture others and point them in the right direction towards Jesus. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, prayers of petition, prayers of thanksgiving. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, that God may bless and protect him throughout this new year, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the Church, and especially for our youth, that through the intercession of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, our catechetical efforts will bear much fruit and bring forth a new generation of faithful Catholics, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that God, in his mercy, will grant them the grace to govern with wisdom, securing our God-given rights to life and freedom of conscience, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the strength and protection of all marriages and families, and that children would be brought up in the knowledge of Christ, we pray to the Lord. for blessings on Bishop Robert Dealey of Portland on his Episcopal anniversary, in thanksgiving for his service to the Church and support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to priesthood, religious life, to the diaconate, for those young men and women who are discerning a vocation in the Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this media with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. For the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, that will become our spiritual drink. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice in your hands, for praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy Church.
Well, Lord, we ask that you look graciously upon our gifts placed upon your altar in celebration of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and grant by the power at work in this sacrifice that we may be more deeply inserted into the mystery of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of things invisible. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we pray the prayer of your praise as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember your servant, Pope Benedict Emeritus, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And
please share with one another a sign of peace. And together we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is now a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your Most Holy Mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. And let us pray. As we partake of the sacrament of our salvation, while humbly recalling the memory of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, we humbly ask you, O Lord, that we may be inflamed with a burning desire for the heavenly table, and by its power consecrate our life faithfully to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. And on this Wednesday, we pray the Litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Noble Son of the House of David.
Pray for us.
Light of Patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God.
Pray for us.
Guardian of the Angel,
Pray
Virgin.
For us.
Foster Father of the Son of God.
Pray for us.
Faithful Guardian of Christ. Head of the Holy Family,
pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just,
pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave,
pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal,
pray for us.
Pattern of patience,
pray for us.
Lover of poverty,
pray for us.
Model of workers,
pray for us.
Example to parents,
pray for us.
Guardian of virgins,
pray for us.
Pillar of family life,
pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled,
pray for us.
Hope of the sick,
pray for us.
Patron of the dying, terror of evil spirits,
pray for us.
Head of Relevant Radio,
pray for us.
Protector of the Church,
pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer,
pray for us.
Servant of Christ,
pray for us.
Minister of Salvation,
pray for us.
Support in difficulty,
pray for us.
Patron of refugees,
pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Patron of the poor,
pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us, O Jesus.
God made him master of his household.
And put him in charge of all that he owned.
Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection here on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I just just want to say how thankful I am for your guys' ministry here on the radio. It makes a huge difference in my life. I am 23 years old, and I grew up in a kind of Catholic home. So I didn't even know that the Eucharist was really Jesus until many years later after I fell away and then came back to the faith. I just want to say the Eucharist is such a big part of my faith now. Like, believing that Jesus is actually present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, that has been such a big part of my change, bringing me back to the sacraments, bringing me back to the Catholic Church as my home. I can't even say how much of a difference the Eucharist has made in my life. I notice the difference every single time I go to Mass. The way I come out of Mass is always so much better than the way I go into it. The way I come out of adoration is always so much better than how I go into it. I can go in confused, and I come out very, like, confident and nourished in Christ and with just so much more hope and purpose. It's just changed everything for me.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
Recurring gift partners provide a stable, continuous source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expenses and dependency on pledge drives. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at relevantradio.com or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123.